into the ER, just littered across the floor. And these are young kids, some of them in diapers, with terrible, terrible wounds and injuries. And these are the ones who survived. There were no military targets or anything like that. So there was absolutely no, you know, what we hear from the other side is just not what we're seeing there on the ground. And unfortunately, we're the only ones who can actually report that as the medical workers there. Every single person I've talked to from all around the world that has been there is giving the same message, telling the same story, and refuting the same claims.
No, I'm not even going to ask that question. I mean, can you talk about the resilience of the population, I wonder? I mean, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no,
I'm finding the images that you're describing, they're just completely difficult to take, and this is completely unprofessional. I'm so sorry. But, I mean, just, I cannot get the image of a child in diapers out of my head coming in after a bombing. Or a sniper to the head of a child who's four. I just don't understand. I mean, as a clinician, how you do it. I mean, or how the Gazans do it. I just don't understand how it's possible.
You're clearly a human being, and this is how every single person in the world should be reacting to this. So you can imagine the shock and frustration that when we tell these stories and people, you know, nothing happens, nothing changes.